What do you see this team defensively? Romeo Crennel, you weren't here when Romeo Crennel was here, but do they do a lot of things that you kind of see from your own team at practice defensively?
I think in a lot of ways, yeah. I mean, they do some things that we see from our defense, and obviously things change on defenses through the years, and Romeo hadn't been here in a long time, but you do see a few similarities, and they have some good players, some good defensive backs that cover the pass really well, and that Tom Bahali can really rush the passer, and they have some really fast linebackers. So, they have a great defense that we're definitely going to have to come out and play well against.
Is it usually Arenas in the slot?
Yeah, he's been hurt a little bit. So, we've seen Daniels in there, but Arenas, has been there, and I think he's supposed to be back this week, so.
Is he like any other guys you face, or is there a specific challenge that he kind of brings?
I think he's a pretty quick guy. He seems to have some good quickness in there and kind of fits that nickel back role and things like that. But, hopefully there's some things that, that we can take advantage of and hopefully get open and make some plays.
You've been on the injury report a couple of times the last couple of weeks with a different thing. Is sort of the grind taking a little toll, or how do you feel?
I feel all right. I mean, I think everybody goes through different things through the season, and you just kind of have to manage them and get ready the best you can.
When you are out there and say you've been limited in practice, whatever, does it change anything in the game?
I don't think so. I mean, I feel like I've been here for a while and kind of understand what the coaches want, what Tom wants, and I understand that, when it comes to Sunday, we got to take care of our business and be there and play well.
Wes, this week it was the knee on the injury report. Did something happen, or is it just wear and tear?
It's something that we really don't talk about around here. So, I'm just getting ready and get ready for the game this weekend.
Wes, on that same vein, how much difference does it make to have the extra day off on Monday?
It helps a lot, especially preparation-wise, and definitely give your body an extra day. But preparation-wise of getting ready for Kansas City and making sure that we're doing everything possible to get ready for them and the great defense that they have.
What do you do during the day, by the way, when you go to 9 o'clock?
We have meetings in the morning, and then I go back to my house and just kind of hang out and watch TV and just kind of relax and not really do too much.
Do you ever nap?
Do I ever nap? I'm not a big nap person, so hardly ever.
Is it easier to handle that kind of a long day now that you've been through it a bunch of times where, I don't know, you got more anxious when you were younger?
Yeah, I think you still get a little bit anxious, especially for primetime games like this and want to go out there and play well and do some good things. But, it does... it's probably easier when I was younger, because I don't know, the days do get long, and so you're just kind of waiting there and getting ready for it. But we're just going out there and trying to get ready the best you can and do whatever it takes to get ready.
A lot of talk this week about the no huddle, how it impacts the offense, how it may have even helped you guys find your rhythm. Do you think it has helped you guys in that regard, finding the rhythm?
Well, I think it's a good change of pace for us, and definitely getting out there and really kind of get moving and get a positive play and follow it up with a lot of getting up to the line and make another good solid play and kind of just keep it going and keep the defense on their toes and get us in sort of a rhythm. So I think it helps from time to time to do that.
As a receiver, do you like to play fast? I mean, would you prefer that the whole game?
Yeah, no, I do. I think it just depends on what's working. Sometimes it's huddling up and kind of moving the ball methodically, and other times it's speeding things up and moving the ball down as quick as you can. So I'm all for whatever helps us win games, and that's the bottom line.
Wes, there's been times, we've seen it more recently as you guys have been going fast, when you line up and the defenders haven't gotten there yet and you guys are snapping quick or whatever. Do you have to fight yourself from waving or being like, sort of like being excited about being uncovered and helping?
I mean, you are excited, but you know that Tom sees everything that you do, so he's looking for that as well. So you're just staying ready and making sure that if he does pull up and throw the ball, that you're ready to go and see the coverage that he sees.
Wes, how big is it to just keep this momentum going off the Jets game? You know, just keep improving throughout the rest of the season and, you know, eventually secure up that playoff spot.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's very important. I mean, we definitely need to keep on playing well and keep on finishing plays and drives and games and everything else. So it's very key for us to make sure we're playing well week in, week out, especially here through the stretch.
Any thoughts about this maybe this weekend helping you separate yourselves in the division a little bit, you know, with the Jets going down last night or anything like that?
You know, you don't really worry about that too much. You just kind of worry about the next game. And right now we're just kind of focusing on Kansas City and just trying to go out there and win games ourselves.